I was working out in Longwood, and this colored fellow was driving the truck. And there used to be a colored fellow up there, son of a, they called him Fat. I imagine he'd weigh over, 200 pounds. He was big, big fella. Everybody called him Fat. And this colored fellow was driving the truck, and he come back to the woods one morning, after his second load, and he said, "Mr. Well, I seen old Fat there a while ago at the service station. I stopped to get gas. And he had done drank 4 Coca-Colas and was starting on another, and I asked him, everybody called him Fat. Because I said, "Fat, have you done drank that many, folks?" "Yeah, I've drank that many, and I can drink 6 more." "Oh, you can't do no such thing." "Well, will you pay for them if I drank 6 more?" "I sure will." He said, "You know that scoundrel drank them other 6, and then asked me, did I want to pay for 6 more?"
He put away some Coca-Cola.
Them was them little smaller bottles.
6 ounce.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about different things and all that people would have, the thing that you might put some, you cut some flowers, you put that in, what do you call that thing, you put the flowers in, you cut, stick them in the...
A vase? Mm-hmm. Vase, I think that's what it is.
And the thing, you know, after we're talking about washing dishes and all, a piece of cloth that you'd wash dishes with, what would you call it?
A dish cloth.
Dish cloth?
A dish cloth, yeah.
What about that when you dried them off with? You?
That's a drying cloth. That's drying. What it's called.
And don't
have any dish cloth, have any drying cloth.
And what about the one you washed your face with? What would you call
a
it?
A towel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And towel.
And a... We were talking about a spigot and all. If you have out here, if you just have one on a barrel, you know, is that still called out a spigot too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were telling me about barrel yesterday. Those things that go around the barrel, those steel things, what do they usually
call? Hooks, barrel.
And you ever seen those little bitty barrel-like things that the nails and so forth come in?
A keg, nail keg. Well, I want to tell you this.
Yes.
My brother was born with Good. Now, took the mound. School down there. Way back, people used to build toilets. But on one side of the schoolhouse, they'd have a ladies' toilet. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, they'd have a men's toilet. And they'd have 4 square holes, about 4 inches square, and they'd have all 4 of the sides of them little out. And there's a shuttle where boy, my brother was going to that girl. And they stand out there talking to my brother. Stand by the spurs and hear the thinking, where this boy, he's standing there talking to me. He said, "Watch me get off with old Grady Pearson." That was my brother. He said, "Hey, Grady." He pointed to one of them little outside house. He said, what kind of holes do you call them in that house or something?" My brother looked out there and looked back. He said, "You called them a head hole when you got your head hung in there and couldn't get it out." Everybody just said he walked off.
Yeah, I guess he got it, didn't he? He thought he was going to pull one on.
But he... Maybe some surveyors or something.
That must be.
Looks
like they dressed up pretty much to couldn't be out doing any kind of work.
I didn't happen to see one of them.
You're talking about if you're going to put some oil or something in your car, what would you call that thing you might pour it through so it wouldn't spill on your little thing that come down like that? So
Point. Pong.
Kind of bottle?
Pong. Yeah.
Did it. Talked about a house and stuff around the house. Did y'all ever have lamps before you had electricity? What kind of, what did they use? What kind of fuel?
Kerosene. Oh, we got some old fashioned lamps in there now.
Oh.
And got kerosene. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times electricity go off at night, you know.
Yes, sir.